News.
Plug into Jackson Electric and you'll feel the power. If it has anything to do with electricity, anything at all, call Jackson Electric. Commercial, residential, agricultural, it makes no difference. Call Jackson Electric. Jackson Electric does high efficiency LED lighting and fire alarm systems installation. Wiring a home, wiring a business, new electrical service, or enlarging existing surface. Call Jackson Electric and you'll see the light at 1851 North Main in Sheridan.
Members of Range Telephone Cooperative are invited to attend the 71st annual meeting Tuesday, May 7th at 7 p.m. at the Best Western in Sheridan. In-person attendees will be eligible for a variety of door prizes, including a $1,000 grand prize. Remember to return your registration and ballot today. Range looks forward to seeing their members during the 71st annual meeting of the members of Range Telephone Cooperative on Saturday, May 7th in Sheridan at the Best Western.
Live music and dancing are back for a second round. Swing into Sheridan is back with another live music event for all ages at the Sheridan Inn. It's something fun and safe for everyone. The upcoming show is April 26th, featuring Brandon James and the Yehus. The cost is just $10 a person, so swing into Sheridan with the music of Brandon James and the Yehus, Friday, April 26th, 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the historic Sheridan Inn, sponsored in part by our friends at Sheridan Media. Live music and dancing are back for a second round. Swing into Sheridan is back with another live music event for all ages at the Sheridan Inn. It's something fun and safe for everyone. The upcoming show is April 26th, featuring Brandon James and the Yehus. The cost is just $10 a person, so swing into Sheridan with the music of Brandon James and the Yehus, Friday, April 26th, 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the historic Sheridan Inn, sponsored in part by our friends at Sheridan Media.
The 6th Annual Forever West Extreme Bulls Bull Riding Event is coming to Buffalo May 18th at the Johnson County Fairgrounds. There are plenty of opportunities for you and your business to be a partner through marketing opportunities that include free tickets, your logo on the replay screen, the website and social media site with over 1.4 million followers. Contact Sarah 307-751-6320. That's 751-6320 to be part of Forever West Extreme Bulls 2024. From Sheridan Media News, it's time for Open Line Friday. Your chance to join the conversation and talk about what you want to talk about. Call the Jackson Electric Open Line at 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. And now your hosts for Open Lines, Ron Richter and Aaron Palmer.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jackson Electric Open Line Friday News Talk 930 KROE. Aaron Palmer and Ron Richter on the show this morning. It's been kind of a weird week.
Indeed.
But we did get a new question up. It just took quite a bit.
Yeah, so we're kind of,
it's been a weird week.
Intertwining both questions.
So we're going to talk a little bit about last week's and then talk about this one.
And last week's was up a little late, so we kind of let it go a little further.
We were going to try to change it Monday or Tuesday, and then stuff
got and that pertained
haywire.
To the killing, torturing, whatever you want to call it, of the wolf in Sublette County. And then this week, kind of along the same kind of lines. With
this is crazy. And we'll talk about this. Go ahead. What was it?
First Northern Bank of Wyoming poll question. What is your reaction to the grizzly bear euthanized near Ten Sleep in the foothills of the Bighorn Mountains? We've only got one vote so far.
Which was?
Probably going to find others in the Bighorns.
No doubt.
We might have more than one vote, but 100% said that. And then the other two questions, which we haven't had any response. Surprised it was that far from Yellowstone. Not surprised. Knew they were there.
Okay. So those are the three choices.
I don't know how you could be surprised. Animals migrate. It's what they do. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, you know, it's like humans. We move around.
Yeah. And the thing is that, you know, for years, they claimed that there were no wolves in the Bighorns.
Right.
And we've since found out, well, yes, there are.
Well, then apparently you've never camped overnight in the Bighorns.
Right. And the other thing is, people have been saying for years that there are grizzlies up there. They've been saying that for years. And, you know, the Game and Fish kind of poo-pooed it as, oh, no, they're all in Yellowstone. And if you think about this, they're in Yellowstone. They're wandering all over Yellowstone, near Cody, over. And then there's the mountain range, the Pryor Mountains, which is over there north of Lovell and all that area. Yep. And the only thing that separates the Pryor Mountains from the Bighorns is the Bighorn River.
Right.
Bears don't swim.
Don't even.
But they don't. I'm kidding. Of course they swim.
And the thing is, I know for the common person, they say, well, gosh, you know, Yellowstone's a long ways away from the Bighorn Mountains. But not for an animal that literally has it in their DNA to migrate.
Yeah.
It really isn't.
No, 100 miles is nothing. I mean, a wolf or a bear can cover multiple miles in a day if they choose.
It's how we end up getting non-native species in areas. I mean, that's just how it is.
When I still lived in Oregon in the 90s, they found a collared, and that's why they couldn't deny this, but they found a collared Yellowstone wolf in central Oregon. And the Game and Fish had the audacity to go, well, I'm shocked. Really? Come on.
But, you know, it's what are they, you know, what do you got to do? I mean, it's. But yeah, I think it's interesting, you know. I mean, I know we've been talking a little bit about it over the last couple of years about grizzlies and the bighorns and whatnot. And there's a lot of people say, heavens, no, there are no. But, you know, it's the proof is in the pudding, as they say.
That's true. You know? We're going to talk about this. If there's something that you want to talk about, or if you want to talk about this, excuse me, numbers to call, 674-4443, 674-4444. Or 672-5763. And we're going to take a break and we're going to come back and get the discussion going on this and whatever you want to talk about. Give us a call. We'll humor you. We'll be back right after this.
Jackson Electric and you'll see the light. Maybe it's as simple as adding an extra outlet. Maybe it's as detailed as wiring an industrial building. Maybe it's high efficiency LED lighting or a fire alarm system or phone system installation and repair. Maybe it's data system wiring, irrigation wiring, or electric motor sales and repair. Commercial, residential, industrial, agriculture, above ground, below ground. Call Jackson Electric and you'll see the light at 1851 North Main in Sheridan.
Okay, you got water down there that you want up here. 307 Wildcat Well Service is a homegrown, local well drilling company that knows everything about where your best water is and how to get it up to you. You need a well driller that you can depend on and trust to be your guy for the life of that well. 307 Wildcat Well Service is a local company with a local price. 307 Wildcat Well Service on Facebook or look for their ad in the business directory under Water Wells in the Country Bounty.
Cool, clear water.
Cowboy State Monuments, a division of Sheridan Funeral Home, is here to help you with many types of monuments. We help you choose the right remembrance for your loved one's resting place. Or if you need other types of monuments, such as name or address signs for your home or business, we can help you with those too. Whatever type you need, we work with you to create your perfect monument. Reach out to Cowboy State Monument Company, a division of Sheridan Funeral Home, at 307-683-9200.
Good health. Everybody wants it. Not everybody's got it, but the Health Nut has it. An entire health food grocery store and gift shop, organic salad bar, soup, sandwich, and smoothies counter to sit and have the most healthy lunch in town. An aisle after aisle of health-giving supplements. You want it. The Health Nut's got it, and everything else you need for a healthy life. The Health Nut in Sheridan's 5th Street Mall.
Welcome back to Open Lines Friday. Ron Richter, Aaron Palmer on News Talk 930 KROE. And we did get a new poll question up this morning. It's, like I said, been kind of a crazy week, and we didn't get to it right away. But it is up, so if you want to go there and vote on today's poll question, do that. And then join the conversation. Call us in, and call in, pick one.
Pick up the telephone.
And give us a call and talk about this. But the poll question, Ron, again, was?
First Northern Bank of Wyoming poll question. What is your reaction to the grizzly bear euthanized near tent sleep in the foothills of the Bighorns? Not surprised, knew they were there. Surprised it was that far from Yellowstone and probably going to find others in the Bighorns.
Okay. What are the votes? Still the same, just the one?
100% for probably going to find others in the Bighorns. And honestly, I voted.
Did you?
Yeah, that's what I voted. You're probably going to find others.
I have no doubt.
It's not an anomaly. It's not one bear that just wandered off by its own and all of a sudden is in the Bighorns. I mean, I know bears don't necessarily travel in packs like wolves do or coyotes and hyenas or whatever, but still, if one bear starts heading east, it's not going to be the only bear.
Right.
It's just how it is.
Well, and you're talking Yellowstone. I don't know how many bears are there. 300-ish. I don't know what
grizzlies?
The population is.
Yeah.
In Yellowstone. I mean, that ecosystem can only handle so many bears. And then the young males, which is what they do, are going to start wandering.
Yep.
So once that ecosystem has, you know, reached its...
They're curious.
Apex of the number that can sustain, the rest of them are going to start moving. And it just makes sense. Now, that being said, you know, my opinion, as far as the wolves and the grizzlies go, there was a reason that they were exterminated 100 years ago. You know, they're predators. They don't play nice with humans. And so, not to say that I think they should be exterminated. That's not what I'm saying. But the thing that kind of gets me is that for the last, well, the 20 years that I've been back in Wyoming this time, okay, that's when we found out, as I said earlier, people were claiming they were seeing wolves in the Bighorns forever. And Game and Fish was, no, there's no wolves in the Bighorns, blah, 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 blah. And come to find out, yeah, there are. And they finally had to admit it because the overwhelming, you know, evidence showed that there were.
You know, and the thing
now we're that way with the grizzlies.
To piggyback on the wolf thing is maybe people didn't see them. And maybe some have. I'm sure a lot of hunters or whatnot, you know. But you hear them at night.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a distinct difference between a coyote and a wolf howling.
Well,
distinct. Yeah. You know. Because one is like, man, that sounds like something out of a horror movie. And another is like, well, it sounds like a...
dog.
Yeah.
It really much. Does. And the thing with grizzlies, you know, now we're at the point where... Game and Fish isn't, I don't want to make them out to be the bad guy. That's not what I'm saying. It's just that they were saying for years, wolves weren't in the Bighorns. Come to find out, yes, they were. And now we're finding that the Bighorns have grizzlies, at least one. And as you said earlier, I think there's probably more there.
Yeah.
And people have been saying that for years, that they've seen grizzlies up there. And most of the time, it's poo-pooed as, oh, well, you know, no, you just, it's a black bear. You just
large
think
black
a,
bear, yeah. Yeah.
But apparently they're there. And the only reason why this bothers me is that if we were, and we talked a little bit about this on the break, if you and I were to go over to Cody and camp anywhere near that east entrance, we all know that's grizzly country.
We'd be prepared.
And we'd be prepared. We'd make sure that our food was up in the tree or wherever it needed to go. Do all the things you do to try to keep the bears out of your campground. In the Bighorns, we probably should be doing that, but we generally don't because, as far as we're concerned, there are no bears up here. Sure, they're black bears, but they're generally easier to scare off, and they don't try to come in generally to your campground. But a grizzly will.
And the thing is, you can take all those precautions that you just mentioned, and a grizzly will still come into your campground.
Sure, if it chooses to, you bet. But that's what I'm saying, is that people, all of us, you know, that use the Bighorns frequently, need to be aware of the possibility of them being up there.
Indeed.
And it's just not common for people to believe that, because they've been gone for over 100 years. So, anyway... That's my take.
I wholeheartedly agree with that statement that it's better to be overprepared than to not prepare and then end up lunch.
And now that we've found, and it, granted, you know, tent sleep isn't really the Bighorns, but it is. You know, it's right there in the foothills,
right
where the canyon's right there. So I think we all just need to, all of us that frequent up there, whether we're skiing, hiking, camping, fishing, hunting, whatever, just need to pay attention and understand that, yep, there are grizzlies or probably are grizzlies in this area.
Yeah, you know, you said 10 sleep, you know, is still a little bit of ways away from where we are used to recreating in the bighorns.
Sure.
However, that is not that far. I mean, if a grizzly was there, a grizzly is probably further or going to be.
Right. And I camped right at Meadowlark Lake, which is just up the hill from 10 sleep. And with the amount of moose that are out there, I've seen moose all over right around Meadowlark Lake. And it makes sense that there will be grizzlies there because there is food there. So anyway, we do have a caller. We're going to go to the first caller on the Jackson Electric Open Line Friday. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
So I'm calling in early because I'm heading down to Cheyenne for the Republican convention. But I just wanted, I looked forward on your calendar to who you've got coming in, and I'd really like to recommend that you get James Temple on prior to mid-May. He is the elections clerk at the county clerk's office, and there are quite a few changes that are happening in our elections, and I think that folks really need to be reminded of what some of those changes are. So, you know, and then just in general, things that are going on with the elections. I know it's really busy, and I didn't tell him I was going to recommend that he be on here, but I think it's important.
Okay.
So one of the things is that there's 4,700 people registered voters that were registered in 2022 that were purged, that were inactivated in the voter registration since then. So they're not registered now. They were registered in 2022. That's a lot of folks. And
is that just Sheridan County? I'm sorry.
Yeah, just Sheridan County.
Okay.
Sorry, it's 90,000 in the entire state.
Wow. That's
4,700 just in Sheridan County. So I think it's really important that people know that if they did not vote in the general election in 2022, they should check in with the elections office to see if they need to re-register.
Good enough.
So that's the first thing. One of the other changes is that there is now a limit in change of party affiliation.
I was going to ask about that. Yeah, explain that if you would, please.
Sure. So if you are already registered, so if it's a new registration, this does not apply to you. But if you're already registered, you cannot change your party affiliation after May 15th. In other words, May 16th starts the filing period for the primary election. You cannot change your party affiliation. Now, you know, that's when you look at what the registration is, there's 14,000 registered voters in Sheridan County, and 84%, almost 12,000 are Republican. But there's a little over 1,200 Democrats, and probably most concerning is there's almost 1,000 unaffiliated. So if for the unaffiliated, for example, if you live out in the county and you are unaffiliated, which is what the default is if you've registered and have not, you know, did not declare a party, there's nobody to vote for in the primary. If you are unaffiliated and you live in, or a minor party and you live in town, you can only vote for county or for city council or for mayor because those are nonpartisan.
Right.
And I know a lot of unaffiliated who actually believe in the Republican principles but are not happy with the Republican Party. And so they've changed over to unaffiliated, you know, kind of in protest of the party.
Sure.
But it's going to impact how they vote.
How they can vote.
How they can vote. Exactly. And we have, even with registered Republicans, 30% of registered Republicans don't even vote in the primary. That's like, okay, we haven't had anybody elected in a partisan office in Sheridan County that's not Republican in the last, 14 years. So if you're a registered Republican and you don't vote in the primary, not a lot of competition available to you in the general.
Right.
So, you know, trying to get people to understand they need to vote in every election, not just the general, is a particular concern that I have.
Makes sense.
There's one other major change that was passed last year, and that's the early voting window has been reduced from 45 days to 28 days. So it's still 45 days for those people who are subject to, who live outside the United States. So if you are a military person, you're living outside of basically Sheridan County, I guess it is the way it really applies. You still have the full 45 days. But for everybody else, if you are living in Sheridan County, the early voting window is going to be down to just 4 weeks. And so the primary, for example, is on the 20th of August. So towards the end of July is when the window is going to open. And I think there's a lot of benefit for that. You know, the people aren't really thinking, I believe, of the primary election while they're getting to the 4th of July and around here, Sheridan Rodeo. So really, the elections effectively don't start until I think it's the third or fourth week of July.
Right.
So these are all changes that are in place. And I think that there's other things that James Temple would talk about. I just wanted to get in here before I got on the road to Cheyenne to just urge you to see if he could come on to talk about that. And to encourage people to take a look if they did not vote in the general election of 2022. And by the way, of those 4,000, overwhelmingly, 70, how many of them? Most of them, 95% of them were registered prior to 2022. So this wasn't just the last-minute voters who jumped in to vote because of the big, Cheney/Hageman/Trump effect.
Right.
These are people who were registered well before 2022.
And then just didn't vote. Gotcha.
Yeah, didn't vote in the general election. and so they're no longer registered.
So they need to get registered.
Really urge people.
We will give him a call and see if he would like to come in and talk to us about that. And it might even be a good poll question for some point here in the near future. That's a good idea. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for the heads up.
Thank you so much. We'll make a call or two.
I knew there were changes. I just didn't know exactly what those changes mm-hmm. were.
Apparently, it's something that people need to be aware of and get it corrected if there's an issue. So we're going to quickly take a break if I can learn to speak English. We do have a caller that's waiting. Be patient. We'll get to you when we get back on the other side of the break. We'll be back right after this.
Jackson Electric, and you'll feel the power. If it has anything to do with electricity, anything at all, call Jackson Electric. Commercial, residential, agricultural, it makes no difference. Call Jackson Electric. Jackson Electric does high-efficiency LED lighting and fire alarm systems installation. Wiring a home, wiring a business, new electrical service, or enlarging existing surface. Call Jackson Electric and you'll see the light at 1851 North Main in Sheridan.
You hear that? Why, that's the sound of your lawn not getting mowed right. Those blades are out of kilter, and that carb is set to choke instead of yodel. You have to add air to your mower tires every time you use it? Well, that's not good for the environment. Using up all that air causing global warming? Hendo Service Center can take the hickey up out of your giddy up and have that mower running smoother than Tennessee whiskey. Hendo Service Center, located on Sheridan's Heartland Drive.
Have you been into Connect Home Center and seen their store remodel? You'll be inspired with all their new displays. And Connect is now an authorized Marvin window dealer. As part of their remodel celebration, you can enter the Connect Home Center Spring Sweepstakes for a chance to win a $300 Connect gift card. Enter for a chance to win on the contest page at SheridanMedia.com now through April 26th. And swing by Connect Home Center at 1836 South Sheridan Avenue in Sheridan for all your spring projects.
Hey there, it's James Timberlake, your friendly host on Swap Chop. Join me every weekday morning at 8:25 a.m. on News Talk 930 and 103.9 FM. KROE. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or trade, Swap Shop is the place to be. It's quick, it's hassle-free, and the results speak for themselves. We also post the Swap Shop listings on SheridanMedia.com. Swap Shop, your go-to destination for all things swapping. Weekdays at 8:25 a.m. on News Talk 930 and 103.9 FM KROE.
Welcome back to the Jackson Electric Open Line Friday News Talk 930 KROE. Aaron Palmer, Ron Richter, and we do have a caller. But real quick, the numbers to call if you want to talk about what we're talking about or something that you want to discuss, do that. Give us a call, 674-4443, 674-4444, or where's the number? 672-5763. Took me a minute to find it. So you got a call? And we're going to go to that caller. You're on the Jackson Electric Open Line Friday. Go ahead.
Well, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
Okay. Listen, I wanted to comment on two things, but the first one on the grizzly bear, it's kind of scary. I don't know what kind of, how they respond. I don't know what response is to grizzly bears, like in the Bighorns or certainly in Yellowstone, as far as they're traveling out of their area, Yellowstone, I guess. But it is kind of frightening. I live along the escarpments, and, you know, I've seen things come down the Pompey Creek area and cross my front lawn. So it is frightening. They are a significant predator, and you might be able to scare off a black bear or brown bear by being aggressive, but boy, I don't know what you can do against a grizzly. Anyway,
run.
You better be a world class athlete, there, yeah. Mr. Palmer, because grizzly bears can run faster than humans.
Yeah, you can't run from a grizzly. I forget what their fast off the mark is, but it's significant.
Especially considering their size. That's the thing.
They're a fierce predator.
An immense creature.
Yeah, I think the only bear that exceeds them in that regard is the polar bear.
The adage I've always heard is if it's brown, go down. If it's black, fight back.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to do either.
Me neither. I'm with you there.
Well, and if I might go ahead, I'm going to change topic. Sure. I feel it's significant to make a remark, and I'm not going to go into great detail, but people need to understand. And what I'm going to make a remark on is County Commissioner Haswell's arrest for DUI. Now, I went to the circuit court and pulled the record, so this is all from circuit court record. What happened in regard to that is there was a ready call, and I think most people are aware this is a third party that observes erratic driving. It's a ready call, which resulted in the traffic stop on Brundage Lane. There was an arrest at the traffic stop, and then post-arrest, additional reporting came in of another party which had witnessed the Yukon collide, with property. So there was actually a doubling down. There was the DUI and then a collision with property, a second report. But what's interesting here is Ms. Haswell refused a breathalyzer. And so the arresting officer from the police department, not the county, the police department then sent, got a hold of the Bunting, the circuit court judge, and there was an order of what is kind of termed like a seizure of evidence in the order, affidavit for search and seizure. The officer going on to say, and I'll read this, what he wanted was he saying, what is being concealed, and that would have been Haswell, what is being concealed is a blood sample sufficient to determine blood alcohol concentrate and or the presence of controlled substances. So what they do with that is they took two vials, test tubes, of blood on the same night and within about 2 hours after the traffic stop or within that range. And it was sent to the state crime lab. The state crime lab has a 12-day turnaround if you're just looking for alcohol, but it's a 24-day turnaround if you're looking for drugs. Now, they will notify the police department that the toxicology report is available. But what happened post all of this is her attorney, which is Ryan Healy, she was to have been in court on Monday of this week past, and he simply pled her not guilty. There is a judge that has replaced Bunting in the circuit court, and that judge, I believe his name is Jefferson Combs. He is out of Lander. He will be the judge in the court. She's got a preliminary now set for August 8th, but the thing that I really wanted to comment on is Judge Combs allowed her to leave the country on a pre-planned vacation into Mexico. And there's no testing requirements while she is on vacation. She had to surrender her driver's license and they issue a temporary. It's good for 30 days. But the thing that is interesting to me about all of this is the fact that the judge from Lander said, okay, well, you've got a vacation. You were planning on being in Mexico. You go ahead and take your vacation in Mexico. And as far as any kind of blood draw or testing or breathalyzer between now and your return, don't need to do it. So I wanted to get this information out there. I don't need to read what occurred at the traffic stop. I don't need to reference the arresting officer. But I do have a copy of the court report here. And really, I don't even want to discuss except to say that don't we, maybe we don't, elect people to offices that we expect to exhibit a slightly higher standard of behavior. And we all know what happened with Novotny down in Johnson County, the county commissioner there driving drunk the wrong way down the interstate.
Sure.
He's still a county commissioner. How about that? Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Well, pardon. As far as that goes, holding our elected officials.
Elected officials.
You. To a quote-unquote higher standard, I don't get that. We should be holding them to the same standard that we hold ourselves to, in my opinion. Now, that being said, if there is an elected official that breaks the law, like is apparent in this case, let's just wait and see what happens. I mean, as far as the letting her go to Mexico, that's one thing, you know. Do I agree with it? Well, you know, when you're talking about taking a vacation out of state, there's some money involved in that beforehand. So to tell someone they couldn't go out of state, I understand that decision to a point. As long as that judge would be willing to do that for you.
Or I.
Or me. Yeah. I don't have an issue with it.
Me or I.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, can it be looked at as, oh, here's a county commissioner getting preferential treatment? Well, right. Maybe. But, again, that falls back on the judge.
I would hope that's not the case.
Yeah.
I mean, I tend to, you know, I deal with a lot of court stuff. And
mm-hmm. And there is a lot of leniency generally with the court system, at least initially. And then if people prove that they're unworthy. But
I think that's how the justice system is set up.
Yeah.
You know, we don't throw away the key right away.
Right.
Unless, I mean, there are crimes, of course, you know, murder, rape,
right.
You know, child predators, that type of thing. But I mean. Yeah,
totally different thing than,
yes.
You know. Now, that being said, you know, any of us are capable. Pardon me. Most of us pull our boneheaded stuff like when we're in, you know, high school and college, whatever. So when we're young, we make these mistakes. Some people don't make their mistakes, or at least they don't get caught until later in life.
Right.
And that's just the way it is. I think that in this circumstance, I'm not going to condone what happened or even really condemn it. I mean, it shouldn't have been done. But let's just wait and see what the justice system does.
Yes.
And, you know, whatever punishment she is given, then if she takes care of it and serves her whatever it is, problem solved. It's done,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion.
Now, you did say, though, you made a remark that elected officials shouldn't be held to a higher standard.
Yeah.
I somewhat disagree. I don't really think a higher standard, but I think they should represent themselves a little better than just the public joke.
Well, I agree.
I mean, and maybe they're tomato, tomato, but like if you are a city councilman, city council woman, county commissioner, whatever, on the school board, if you have been elected by constituents to represent them, then you have to have a higher standard of how you represent yourself to
conduct
the public
yourself.
When you're out.
I get that. Yeah. I mean, if you have an elected official that's peeling their clothes off and, you know, streaking through downtown, that's probably not a good thing. I get what you're saying. You know, seriously.
Yeah. Well, it all depends on what elected official is. I mean,
film 11.
Yeah. It's just.
but I get what you're saying. Yes. But I think, right. They should conduct themselves as we always should conduct.
Right.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
We shouldn't put them on a pedestal and say, well, you made a mistake, so therefore we need to tear you down. That's what I meant. It's the same thing.
We're all human.
Right.
We all make mistakes. Yep. We make mistakes on the daily. I mean, that's just how it is. Nobody is perfect. I mean, it's it's just life.
Pardon me? Oh, gotcha. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and we're going to come back, and we've got a couple of callers waiting. Callers, just be patient. We'll be back with you in just a second, right after these messages.
To the most complex electrical applications, Jackson Electric has the knowledge, the experience, and the reputation to meet and exceed any electrical need or requirement. Jackson Electric's expertise even includes phone systems, data systems, LED lighting systems, fire alarm systems, and irrigation systems. Residential, commercial, industrial, agriculture. If it has anything to do with electricity, anything at all, Jackson Electric does it all at 1851 North Main in Sheridan.
Make plans now for a 16-day cruise in January 2025, setting sail from San Francisco, going to 6 different countries, including crossing the Panama Canal and ending in Fort Lauderdale. Just $100 reserves your spot with Latitudes Travel and Judy Fuller. Final payment due late October. Ocean view, balcony, and mini staterooms available. Call Julie or Rick and ask about the Panama Canal cruise at 674-0656 or stop by Latitudes at 157 West Brundage next to Real Deals in Sheridan.
This is Kim Love. I have the good news many of you have been waiting for. Frackleton's will be reopening as soon as possible. The biggest thing slowing down our reopening will be our ability to staff the restaurant. So if you are interested in working for Frackleton's or know of anyone who would be interested, please stop by the Country Bounty offices at 303 South Main or email your resume to kimlove@sheridanmedia.com. Look forward to having Frackleton's back better than ever.
Mandy Koltiska from Century 21 BHJ brings you this Pet of the Week from the Dog and Cat Shelter. 3-year-old Peter Pan is a lab retriever who can't fly, but his cute little face will give you a lift. He's independent, but loves playing fetch and loves to protect his people. 2-year-old Betsy is a domestic short hair who is a quiet kitty and would love a quiet environment. This slightly scaredy cat will love you forever when you make her feel safe. Mark April 26th on your calendars for something truly special. Join Compass Center for Families at the historic Sheridan Inn for the annual Light of Hope Breakfast, a gathering of hearts and hands dedicated to making a difference in Sheridan County. This year, they are recognizing the Sheridan County YMCA as their champion for children. And the best part, it's absolutely free. RSVP by April 19th by calling Compass Center for Families or emailing Andrea at compass4families.org.
The grass is greening up and things are happening at Kendrick Golf Course. The course looks to be in great shape and the clubhouse is prepped for use. While there are a lot of new things happening, rates are still extremely reasonable, making Kendrick Golf Course Sheridan's best golf value. Whether you are an avid golfer or someone just learning the game, Kendrick is the perfect course for you. Golf this season at Kendrick Golf Course.
Welcome back to the Open Lines Friday News Talk 930 KROE. Aaron Palmer, Ron Richter, and we do have a caller. We're going to go to the caller. You are on the Jackson Electric Open Line Friday. Go ahead.
This is what you do when you see a grizzly bear coming.
Okay.
You sit down, put your head between your legs, and kiss your butt goodbye.
Well, there's that. Yeah.
Anyway, back in the 70s, a friend of mine, well, I used to go through Yellowstone Park once in a while, and a friend of mine rode with me, and we rode our motorcycles to Yellowstone, and it was, well, I was a little worried because you'd see bears along the road, you know, and people stopped looking at them, blocking traffic and everything, and all kinds of elk, just moose, just everything, just an abundance of wildlife. And then the government imported wood from Canada. And of course, they started killing the, well, everything. They like to kill the baby animals because they're easier to catch. That story about killing the old and sick, that only a fool believes that. But anyway, my wife and I went to Yellowstone about 3 years ago, and now I call it the government dead land. There's just nothing there almost. We counted 6 elk. I took a notebook with me, and I wrote down how many of each kind of animal we saw. And there were only 6 elk left, and they were in people's yards where they're fairly safe. And we camped out just barely outside the park, but we slept in our car because we didn't want the grizzlies to eat us. And all of a sudden, a buffalo come running through our camp, and that gets your attention. And we never did figure out what was chasing him. But there's just nothing left, almost no elk, no moose, no deer, no nothing in Yellowstone Park. Well, those grizzlies and wolves have to eat. And, well, to make a long story short, I heard somewhere about grizzlies being spotted on our side of Cody. And I told people, well, they're working their way this way, and they're going to be in the Bighorn Mountains. And I've tried to warn people about that, and I don't think anybody's taking me serious, but I told them, I'll bet there's grizzlies on the mountain. And 2 different times, I've seen black bears east of Sheridan. One was about 20 miles east of Sheridan. One was about 30 miles east of Sheridan. And I've never seen bears east of Sheridan. My family's been here since 1884, and I've never heard of it. In fact, I've never seen one, a black bear on the mountain either. But I've told people, you better be careful. You better take a gun with you big enough to shoot a grizzly.
That's exactly what Ron and I were talking about earlier. Caller, thank you so much. We need to move on.
Thank you.
I got a couple things covered, but I agree with you. I think that's what people need to be aware of is that, you know, for the longest time, we didn't have to worry about grizzlies and the bighorns because they weren't there. And now it looks like people should at least be aware that the possibility is, it's a very real possibility that they're up there. So I think our whole mindset when we're recreating, camping, hunting, whatever, in the bighorns, we need to be, you know, keep our heads in a swivel. So there you go. Joining us this morning is the head guy, the Bob Grammons.
Well, thank you. And I've always thought there's been grizzlies and the bighorns for many years.
I don't, no doubt.
So that's just from many people that I've talked to that spend a lot of time on the mountain that have seen them.
A lot
them.
Of people have seen them. Yeah.
There's been a lot of sightings.
So it's, I just go up there whenever I stay up there. It's like, there's a bear and it's probably, it could be a grizzly. So if you have that mindset, then
exactly,
then you're prepared for it. Exactly. So, but that's not what I came in to talk about.
What's going on, Bob? But
your visual with an elected official running naked around the street was quite entertaining, Aaron. Yes.
It was just the first thing that came to mind.
Yeah, that was that was random. That was
let's not get AI involved here.
It was out of nowhere on that one, and some visuals of a few came to mind, so that was not very good. So anyway, thank you for the small part of humor there into the show this morning. But what I want to talk about before you guys go is I want to mention that, you know, the last couple of days, Dining for a Cause has been taking place at PO News in Flagstaff Cafe on Wednesday and Thursday. And I am just tickled pink to report that the goal of over $10,000 was met.
Wow.
Okay. And in fact, $10,245.65. Was met to PO News and Flagstaff Cafe, which means that First Federal Bank and Trust is going to match up to $10,000 and give that to the Advocacy and Resource Center. So very happy to announce that, and I wanted to get that on this morning and let you guys know. Then a big thank you to Mark and Laura down at PO News and their staff. They did a lot of hard work for First Federal Bank and Trust. And thank you to First Federal Bank and Trust for matching up to $10,000 and going to the Advocacy and Resource Center, because they do some amazing things in our community. And that's all I want to come on today and let people know, that $10,245.65 was raised.
Very good. So it is over, or is it still continuing?
It's over.
Okay. That's good stuff.
It ended last night and yesterday afternoon, so I'm happy to report that. And again, thanks to great First Federal Bank and Trust for stepping up and making that beautiful donation to the Advocacy and Resource Center, and Mark and the fine staff down at PO News and Flagstaff Cafe. And thank you to everyone out there that participated. So that's what I wanted to stop in.
That's a healthy chunk
of change. Yeah. Yes, it is. So that's all I wanted to bring up today.
Okay.
4 minutes.
Well, as far as the poll question, Earl, let's touch on that again.
Yeah,
it just went up this morning. So if you're still thinking we have the old one up, no, we have.
And we have a little bit of movement.
Things
have changed a little. The First Northern Bank of Wyoming poll question: what is your reaction to the grizzly bear euthanized near Ten Sleep in the foothills of the Bighorns? 35% say not surprised, knew they were there, still have not had a vote for surprised it was that far from Yellowstone. I don't think we'll get a lot of votes for that.
I doubt it.
And then 64% say probably going to find others in the Bighorns.
And you personally think that's the case as
well.
I do too.
I voted. I'm just going to go out there and go out on a limb and say I voted.
Well, I haven't voted yet, but I will. But it's exactly what I think. It's the same thing. Where you see one, you're probably going to see others. I don't think this is a random.
No, I don't
thing.
Either.
I really don't.
And then that, you know, we're going to have to educate the public that you have to be prepared when you go recreating in the Bighorns that you might come across a grizzly.
And I think that's the key to what I was trying to get across, is that we here in near the bighorns, we never really had to worry about dealing with bears or making sure our food was in a tree, you know, all the things that you're supposed to do in bear country, you know, put bells on and make noise when you're walking through there. It was just something we don't think about. And I think that's the danger that is prevalent, because if there are grizzlies there, we all need to be aware of that and change accordingly. You know, change our habits, change what we do, and go from there. It's the only thing we can do. It's not like we're going to eradicate the bears again. It's not going to happen.
No.
It's just not going to happen. And as the caller said earlier, you know, he said that he had seen wildlife aplenty years ago, and now it's not so much. And I think that's probably true, but there are biologists that are saying that the ecosystem in Yellowstone now, with the wolves being introduced and, of course, the grizzlies being there, that it is healthier now than it was even 20 years ago. So even though there are fewer elk, fewer bison, fewer whatever, I think the ecosystem, at least according to the experts, it's in better shape.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. I don't think there's really an issue in the bighorns as far as, you know, the ecosystem being not healthy overall, but no, I don't know. I hope to never see one if that's the case. I really don't. Unless it's way over there.
Yeah. You got a long-range scope I'm looking through.
Mm-hmm. Or one of those, you know, Ron Richter lenses that you can get up close and personal from about a mile away.
My lenses are not that big.
Well, they used to be when you were doing sports.
They still were never that big.
No. Anyway, that's what we've got today. We didn't get a chance to talk on it, but the wolf situation, I guess the Game and Fish addressed that, and really they've done what they can.
Yeah, the laws need to be changed is what, it's not really, right. I know a lot of people are jumping on the Game and Fish, but they are doing what they are allowed to do.
Right, as far as the laws go, they've punished him to the extent of the law. So we need to change the laws if we want to change that situation.
Hey, the home show this weekend.
Oh, yeah, quickly.
Forget about the home show.
Going on it's
tonight,
at
tomorrow.
The Ramada Plaza.
And Sunday.
Very good.
We've got a pretty big basket that we're giving away, too, with a bunch of stuff. So sign up. Go to the home show. There's a lot going on this weekend.
Lots of stuff going on this weekend. Go do it. Okay, that'll do it for today's show. Thank you, Ron. We will see you next week.
Jackson Electric and you'll see the light. Maybe it's as simple as adding an extra outlet. Maybe it's as detailed as wiring an industrial building. Maybe it's high efficiency LED lighting or a fire alarm system or phone system installation and repair. Maybe it's data system wiring, irrigation wiring, or electric motor sales and repair. Commercial, residential, industrial, agriculture, above ground, below ground. Call Jackson Electric and you'll see the light at 1851 North Main in Sheridan.
The 2024 Home and Garden Show is popping with fresh ideas for your spring projects around the house. Get creative this year. Let the experts at the Home and Garden Show give you the tools to do it. April 19th through the 21st at the Sheridan Ramada Plaza. Enter to win a $1,000 certificate to Landon's or purchase a raffle ticket for a $6,000 garden shed donated by A&B Builders and Western Building Supply, with proceeds donated to the college construction technology students.
Hi, this is Elizabeth,
JT,
and Addison from EBIA Hearing and Sound.
We are excited to share that Addison Dempsey, our new Doctor of Audiology, is now accepting patients.
We offer comprehensive care in our evaluations and technology offerings, and we look forward to helping you reconnect with your loved ones.
EBIA Hearing and Sound, 1273 Coffeen Avenue, 674-8920. That's 674-8920.
You've been procrastinating. Admit it, your car's been needing a tune-up, but you've just been so busy being awesome. How awesome will that summer road trip be when your car breaks down, leaving you stranded? Well, perhaps scheduling an appointment with Midas to get ready for summer driving is a good idea. Midas has savings on brakes, shocks, wheel alignments, transmission service, tune-up, and more. Keep your car running safe, smooth, and longer with a few more coins in your pocket with Midas Tire and Auto in Sheridan.
Live music and dancing are back for a second round. Swing into Sheridan is back with another live music event for all ages at the Sheridan Inn. It's something fun and safe for everyone. The upcoming show is April 26th, featuring Brandon James and the Yehus. The cost is just $10 a person, so swing into Sheridan with the music of Brandon James and the Yehus, Friday, April 26th, 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the historic Sheridan Inn, sponsored in part by our friends at Sheridan Media.
103.9 FM is News Talk 930, KROE, Sheridan. Broadcasting from the Sheridan Community Federal Credit Union Studio on 103.9 FM.